Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a boil water notice has been issued for Cooldaff. Nurses are highlighting overcrowding issues at hospitals in the West and Northwest. Fine Gael's Executive Council meets later this evening to discuss potential presidential candidates. A remediation scheme for defective block social homes is expected before Cabinet in September. Meanwhile, a local councillor says defective block homeowners are being punished for doing exactly what the government asked when they moved early to get their applications in. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Chris Ashmore. That's coming up at around about 5:15. But we begin with confirmation from Ishke Aaron this afternoon that a boil water notice has been issued for Cooldaff. The utility said it issued the notice following consultation with the HSC. They say the notice is necessary to protect the health of customers supplied by the Cooldaff public water supply and also the Three Glens Group water scheme. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
In a statement this afternoon, Ishke Aaron says the notice is being issued due to a deterioration in the raw water quality entering Cooldaff water treatment plant. This, they say, could compromise the disinfection process at the water treatment plant, which makes the water safe to drink. The Three Glens Group water scheme is also affected by this notice, which encompasses a total of 1,288 people. Ishke Aaron spokesperson Stephen McGlynn says they acknowledge the inconvenience of a boil water notice on the local community, and they are working as quickly and efficiently as possible to lift the notice. The statement concludes, where risks to water quality are identified, the HSE is consulted and boil water notices are issued to protect public health. In all instances, immediate action is taken to address the cause of the issue to enable the lifting of the notice as quickly as it is safe to do so, in agreement with the HSE.
Nurses are highlighting overcrowding issues at hospitals in the West and Northwest. More than a third of patients on trolleys or other inappropriate settings across the state this morning were at facilities in Donegal, Mayo, Sligo and Galway. Figures from the INMO showed 36 admitted patients awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital, 51 in Sligo and 54 in Galway. The INMO says it wants to see the HSC act in a bid to de-escalate the overcrowding situation. Colin Porter from the INMO says the situation is serious.
All of these patients are people who are sick enough to be admitted to hospital. These aren't people that are waiting around EDs to be seen. These are people who are sick enough to be admitted to hospital where there's no appropriate bed space for them to receive care. 34% of those were actually located in the West and Northwest regions. So if you're to break that down by individual hospitals in the regions, we see 54 patients without a bed in Galway, 51 patients without a bed in Sligo, 19 patients without a bed in Mayo, further 36 patients without a bed in Letterkenny, and 5 patients in Portiuncla without a bed.
Fine Gael's Executive Council meets later this evening to discuss potential presidential candidates. It comes after Mairead McGuinness withdrew from the race last week on health grounds. Former Minister Heather Humphreys and MEP Sean Kelly are both under consideration. Fionnán Sheehan from the Irish Independent says while Ms Humphreys has yet to confirm her intention to run, she's already overtaken Catherine Connolly as the preferred candidate in the latest public poll.
You've also had independent junior ministers who are not part of Fine Gael coming out supporting her, Sean Kenny, Noel Grealish, Michael Hiray, which will reiterate the point that Fine Gael will be making, that Heather Humphreys can garner support from more than just the party base.
However, Mr Sheehan also says if she runs, Ms Humphreys will face deep scrutiny.
She has been in cabinet for 10 years. She's been a TD in the government party for the best part of 15. So therefore, anything that happened during that period, particularly the 10 years where she sat around the cabinet table as a senior minister, it can be put to her. Where were you for the housing crisis? Where were you when your now party leader was going around randomly making scoliosis promises that he couldn't deliver upon?
It's expected that a remediation scheme for defective block social homes will come before Cabinet next month. It's estimated that of Donegal County Council's housing stock, 1,500 units are affected by defective blocks. 80 properties are currently empty. The former chair of the Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee says the scheme's been too slow to get up and running. Councillor Mark McDermott, now Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, says once the go-ahead is given by the department and the Dáil, works can be carried out on those 80 properties pretty much immediately.
There's been no doubt that the social scheme, the defective concrete block social scheme, has been way too slow. I mean, there has been, there's a scheme there, there's a private scheme there, which should have been very easily taken over to the social scheme. When we met with the department officials, they have confirmed that they have the social scheme ready and that it will go to Cabinet as soon as the Cabinet comes back in September. And then that then will have to go to the Dáil again for sanction, as you know, and for to go through the Houses of Oireachtas. The social scheme, the council at the minute have about 80 houses that they have with people not in them at the minute,
yeah,
that are really, really bad. Those 80 houses are ready to go tomorrow morning. They, to be fair, there's been a team put together within the local authority to look after the social houses. They have those ready to go. They have the test done on them. They have all the work done on them. They just need to hit the button to get those out to a tender. And once they get the go-ahead from the department, those will go ahead. Over the last year and a half, the council have been working and assessing all their defective homes. They've done it on all their housing stock. They have put together, you know, the houses that need immediate repair and so on down the line, houses that don't need immediate repair. We're looking at probably somewhere around 1,500 houses here, Greg, that needs to be remediated in the county.
And that was Councillor Mark McDermott there, speaking to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. Well, a local councillor says that defective block homeowners in Donegal are being punished for doing exactly what the government asked them to do. Councillor Joy Beard has written to the Housing Minister expressing her frustration that a number of homeowners have been excluded from availing of increased grant amounts included in the defective block scheme, which the government promised would be applied retrospectively. She says one homeowner took out a loan to the value of €50,000 to remediate their property and incurred over €24,000 in rental costs. They were hoping to recoup some of those costs retrospectively. Councillor Beard is now appealing to Minister James Brown to urgently review the decision to impose a cut-off date for early movers.
The council's department's officials' question and answers about early applicants, one of the questions in that is, will my current application benefit from the enhancements under the new scheme, and if so, what do I need to do? Clearly does state, yes, the decision from the government that existing applicants under the previous grant scheme will not be disadvantaged from being early movers. You will benefit retrospectively from the increased grant amounts and allowances available under the scheme. To me, that's not playing ball. That's just not fair. These early movers had no choice but to move early. They were sort of guinea pigs of this scheme, you could say, and they were under severe stress and still are under severe stress financially, and this uplift would certainly help them.
And those early movers, they are out thousands, tens of thousands of euro, because they did think that they would be able to recoup some of those costs, and now they've been left, you know, with this huge financial burden.
Yes, indeed. I think you had Stephen O'Donnell on the phone, who I've been in contact with, as I have with a few others as well, who are extremely, extremely annoyed about this, because they believe that they moved early, they'd done what they were supposed to do, they'd done everything the government asked. They acted swiftly, they acted responsibly and followed the rules. They didn't have a choice, as I said. Their home was crumbling around their families and their health and safety was being compromised. So they made huge sacrifices to move early and incurred really a lot of stress, and now they're being left financially crippled. It does need to be looked at again, and that's what I'm asking the Minister to do. It's such a small cohort of families that are affected by this, and I suppose it's a drop in the ocean as in terms of the monetary value in relation to the whole scheme in general.
And that was Councillor Joy Beard speaking to Michaela Clark. A group of young surfers who rescued three people who got into difficulty in the water in Portneuf over the weekend say instinct kicked in. Matthew, Dulta and Turlock from Ardra sprang into action when they heard a woman crying out for help on the shore as her two children and husband were in difficulty at Tremor Beach. The men used their body boards and managed to bring all safely to shore. On today's 9 till noon show, they told Greg Hughes they had to act quickly.
We knew that they were in trouble, so it was like time was of the essence, I suppose. So you just started paddling as kind of as fast and as well as I could out to the kids in Dulta. I got to Brian then in no time as well. We went over then and made the effort kind of.
I found it was pure instinct, really. You didn't even, you thought about it subconsciously, but it was more you just acted, you know.
Yeah.
You just knew you had to act.
You can, of course, listen back to the whole of today's 9 till noon show. It's podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch it as it unfolded on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Staying with rescues in Lough Swilly, Aran Eli is reminding people that if they see someone in difficulty in the water, they should never hesitate to contact the Coast Guard. It's after the service was tasked last night just before 10 by Malinhead Coast Guard to assist three paddleboarders near Lisfannan Beach. After launching, the Aran Eli discovered the paddleboarders had made it to shore and were in good spirits. They've thanked the member of the public who raised the alarm and said they would rather respond to a call like that and find everything is okay rather than risk a situation escalating into something more serious. Meanwhile, the volunteer crew of Bundoran lifeboat launched twice on Saturday to two separate incidents. At 6 minutes past noon, they were tasked by Malinhead to assist after a person had become ill on the rocks near the Nun's Pool. When they got there, the ambulance service had assessed the casualty, and working alongside the lifeboat volunteers, they stretchered the casualty to safety and transferred them to the waiting ambulance for further care. Then at 1:10, the pagers went off again for a second time to a report of two kayakers in the water who were in difficulty. Rescue 118 was also tasked to the scene near Carrigan Head. The boat was later stood down after the kayakers were lifted from the water by the Nulla Star, which was in the area at the time. Seven sustainability projects in Donegal have received a share of over €625,000. The initiatives, funded by SSE Airtricity's Generation Green Community Fund, focuses on circular economy, waste reduction, biodiversity, sustainability education, green infrastructure and climate resilience. Full details of the successful projects on highlandradio.com. More schools are being forced to employ unqualified or casual teachers to manage supply issues. Over 600 roles are still vacant as the academic year approaches, with teachers' unions calling for action from government. 77% of second-level schools had no applications for an advertised position last year. That's according to the ASTI. Well, the Donegal-based Teachers Union of Ireland president, Anthony Quinn, says teaching as a career has just become too unattractive.
We're looking at having the postgraduate, so the teachers, instead of doing 2 years training, we can shorten that down to one, which would release about 3,500 teachers into the system. We're looking at enticing the teachers that we have abroad back by offering them incremental credit, and then reinstatement of allowances like the SEN qualification, the Teaching Through Irish and the Island allowances. We're currently in negotiations with government and setting up a working group to look at the huge amount of workload. And all over the summer, I've had teachers contact me, and they're just fundamentally all reporting the same thing, that they're burnt out. The pace and the workload in schools is absolutely horrendous at the minute. And some of them are actually unfit, are not able to return back to schools. It's that whole notion of job attractiveness. So we've been proposing that promotional opportunities that were halved during austerity, that those are built in so that people feel as though they've got a progression and a chance to grow in the profession and potentially to earn a higher remuneration by taking on additional and managerial roles.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal. And we'll begin with Gaelic games and the times and the venues for round three of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship next weekend have now all been confirmed. Saturday we'll see three fixtures at 5:00. Killybegs will face Kilcar in a Southwest Derby at Eamon Byrne Memorial Park, and at the same time Downings will host Nave Connell. That was the last of the games to be fixed earlier today. Then at 7:30 it's Ardragh at home to McCool's. On Sunday next there'll be five games: Glen Swilly against Dunlow at 1:00. Then at 3:00 we'll have Budore against Éirua Ballyshannon, and St Eunan's in action against St Noel's. While at 5:00, Fourmasters will face Glenfinn, and it'll be St Michael's against Termon. And of course there'll also be action in the intermediate and junior championships as well. And indeed on this evening's DL debate, plenty to discuss for Brendan Devenny and his guests as they look back on the club championship action. Joining him will be Pádraig Hilferty, Óinne McGarvey and Donegal legend Rory Kavanagh. Meanwhile, in the Derry Senior Football Championship, the draw for the second round reads in round 2A. It'll be Steelstown against Loop, Ballaghy taking on Slotneil, Glen meeting Dungiven and Lavey in action against Mahara Felt. Round 2B, the draw there sees Ballinascreen against Kilray, Newbridge meeting Swatra, Fáthan Vale against Drumcern and Banagher taking on Ballanderry. Well, staying with Gaelic Games, and Fermanagh are on the lookout for a new head coach following the news that Kieran Donnelly has announced that he is standing down from the position. He had been in charge of the Erne County since 2021, and back in June they reached the semi-finals of the Tulton Cup, losing out to the eventual winners Kildare. In a statement, Donnelly said it had been an honour and privilege to serve as manager of the Fermanagh senior football team. Going to soccer now, and one game on in the Premier League tonight with Leeds at home to Everton. It's an 8 o'clock start. Everton boss David Moyes admits he's thrilled that their opening night opponents Leeds are back in the Premier League. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is in contention to make his Leeds debut against his former club, and Moyes knows that it's going to be a hard game.
It's a brilliant stadium. It's got a brilliant support. It's a one club city. It's been a fabulous football club for a long time. They've been up and down a little bit, but tough game when you go to a newly promoted side right away. We finished the season really well, especially when we were away form, and I hope we can continue that.
Meanwhile, Tottenham Hotspur captain Christian Romero has ended uncertainty over his future by signing a new long-term contract at the North London club. And Nottingham Forest have completed the signing of striker Arnaud Kalimuendo from Rennes. The French forward joins the club on a five-year contract in a deal worth around £25 million. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau, Russell Henley and Harris English have secured the final three automatic qualifying places on the USA Ryder Cup team. They join Keegan Bradley's group, which also includes world number one Scottie Scheffler, for next month's contest against Europe in New York. Robert McIntyre's second place finish at the BMW Championship over the weekend was enough to see him join Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood in qualifying for the European team. In cycling, Eddie Dunbar will join the Q36.5 cycling team in 2026 on a two-year deal. It'll see the Cork rider represent the Swiss team in the Grand Tours next season. Dunbar won two stages at the Vuelta a España in 2024. And in tennis, the world's top two men's tennis players will do battle again tonight as Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz meet in the final of the Cincinnati Masters, with that game getting underway at around 8 o'clock Irish time. Finally, in racing, it's Family Day in Roscommon tomorrow, and previewing the action is Dave Keenan.
It's Family Day at Roscommon tomorrow. The action gets underway at 5:20, and plenty of activities over the course of the evening for the younger racegoer. Dylan Brown McMonagall and Colin Keane, they're likely to both be in the winner's enclosure tomorrow. Dylan Brown partners Paul Flynn's Cheers Again in the opening claiming race, while Colin Keane is on Check This Out, an impressive course and distance winner, and he might be the solution to the feature event, the Irish EBF Auction Series race. Plenty of runners over the course of the evening, and the action concludes with a Campbell's Bar Ballinlock Handicap at 8:20.
And that, Donal, concludes your Monday evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. Looking at some international news now, and Ukraine's president is condemning what he describes as cynical Russian airstrikes hours before he meets with Donald Trump at the White House. Volodymyr Zelensky says 10 people were killed in attacks, including a two-year-old boy. Other European leaders are also en route to Washington for separate talks this evening. Donald Trump has ruled out the possibility of NATO membership, while the Ukrainian president is asking for security guarantees. Elizabeth Braw from the Atlantic Council says the meetings today will be a vital show of unity.
We have centre-left leaders like Keir Starmer, we have right-wing leaders like Giorgia Meloni, but what matters is they're essentially signalling we are there to support Ukraine, and that is what matters most.
Amnesty International is accusing Israel of carrying out a deliberate campaign of starvation in the Gaza Strip. Israeli attacks on the enclave continue with intensified strikes on its largest city, Gaza, before plans to seize it. Testimonies received by Amnesty are described by the organisation as a searing indictment of an international system which has granted Israel a licence to torment Palestinians. Meanwhile, Professor in International Relations Fawaz Gerges says one man, Donald Trump, could stop the war.
Without American support, Benjamin Netanyahu basically will end the war today, not tomorrow. But so far, Donald Trump and the Americans continue to support Benjamin Netanyahu, and this is the game changer. Once we see a change in the American position, the war will end.
Time is running out for learner drivers who have renewed multiple provisional licences as wait times continue to be reduced. Junior Minister Sean Canney has vowed to ban the rollover of learner permits once a national average wait time of 10 weeks is reached. Several centres have already reached the 10-week mark. Donegal's average wait time is 11 weeks. That's slightly below the current national average. With more, here's Aoife Kearns.
Across the country, there's been a significant reduction in the amount of time learner drivers are waiting for a test. Some centres have reduced wait times from 18 weeks to 9 in the past year alone. At the moment, it stands at 13 and a half weeks nationally, with the RSA hoping to reach a national 10-week wait time by September. Once that mark is reached, Junior Transport Minister Sean Canney has said he wants to put an end to learner drivers repeatedly rolling over their permits. Breda Bulger from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny believes many of those who are repeatedly renewing learner permits are experiencing test anxiety.
There's so many people that have so much anxiety over the test. Definitely go get lessons to help you with that. Get somebody who can address your particular learning needs.
According to a report from Park, published in today's Irish Independent, several counties already have a wait time of 10 weeks, including centres in Kilkenny, Westmeath and Roscommon.
And finally, Delulu is the latest word to be added to the Cambridge Dictionary. It's short for delusional and is among thousands of new additions. Many have been made famous by social media, such as Skibidi, Tradwife and Luke. Chelsea Keeley took to the streets of Derry earlier to see if people are up to date with the modern lingo.
They just sound like made up words. I've never heard of them, but they just sound like made up words. I have no idea.
Skibidi, is that like moving on quick or something? I suppose Skibidi sounds familiar.
Look, does that mean you're looking good?
Yes.
You're looking good today. You look good.
Thank you.
Oh God, Skibidi, is that a toilet man? Skibidi toilet man, I hear them saying.
And then last one, Tradwife.
Having a ball day.
Would you use any of those words?
No. Definitely not.
Well, now that I've told you, do you think that you're going to maybe start to use Delulu?
Definitely not.
Delulu, yes,
warm and dry with spells of hazy sunshine into the evening. Light to moderate easterly breezes. Tonight, mostly dry with clear spells. Just a chance of some isolated showers. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 16 degrees Celsius tonight. Mostly light. East to northeast breezes. Tomorrow will be mostly dry with sunny spells and the chance of an isolated shower. Top temperatures 18 to 21. Again, light to moderate easterly breezes. The main stories in brief. This evening, a boil water notice has been issued for Cool Daff. Ishka Aaron says it issued the notice following consultation with the HSE. There are more details and a map of the affected area on our website, highlandradio.com. And nurses are highlighting overcrowding issues at hospitals in the West and Northwest. More than a third of all patients on trolleys or other inappropriate settings across the state this morning were at the facilities in Donegal, Sligo, Galway and Mayo. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Check all today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 18th of August. The death has occurred of Vera Owens, 41, McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Vera will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening and again from 12 noon until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Leck Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on stjunanscathedral.ie. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Conmacdade funeral directors. The death has occurred of Peter Paul Ward, Burton Port. Peter's remains will repose in Midlands Funeral Home, Dunloe, tomorrow from 3 p.m. with rosary at 8. removal afterwards to St. Columba's Church Acres to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Belcrich Cemetery. The death has taken place of Margaret Flood, née Caldwell, the Rock, Ballyshannon, formerly of Donegal Town, reposing at her late residence until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. House strictly private, please, outside of those times. Funeral to St. Joseph's Church, the Rock, Ballyshannon, on Wednesday morning for Mass of the Resurrection at 11 o'clock, with service of cremation in Lakeland Crematorium, Dublin Road, Cavan, at 4. Donations, if desired, in lieu of flowers to Shout Oncology Unit at Sligo University Hospital, care of Patrick McKenna, funeral directors, or any family member. The death has taken place of Maisie Conaghan, née O'Donnell, White Hill, Church Hill. Maisie's remains are reposing at her daughter Philomena's residence at 33 Glencar Park, Letterkenny. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendowen, at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Garton Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Dorothy McElhenney, née McDade, formerly of Dr. McGinley Villas and 18 Windmill View, Letterkenny, reposing at her daughter Siobhan's residence, 4 Garden Avenue, Iona Road, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in Leck Cemetery in the family plot. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary Teresa Mamie McLaughlin, née Catterson, Drumnahaw, Castlefin, formerly of Owen Rea Drive, Strabane, reposing at her daughter Katrina's home at Drumnahaw, Castlefin. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Dunnyloop, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the Dunnyloop Chapel YouTube channel. And the death has occurred of Bridie Kernan, née Dawson, Newton Cunningham, and formerly of Mount Southwell, Letterkenny. Bridie's remains will repose at the family home until removal to Onsales Church, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon tomorrow. House private to family only, please, at the request of the deceased. The Requiem Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.